Welcome to Cosplay on a Budget. This is aimed at people who want to make cosplay on a budget.
So. Yeah. So the two of us, there have been times where we have made 4 cosplays in 2 months, which is insane. Really can get really expensive.
Mm-hmm. And quick amount of time.
We've managed to. I mean, we have spent lots of money on certain cosplays, but we've gotten really good at cutting corners on cost, but still getting a great costume out of it. So we figured it would be good to share that with everyone. Because saving money in a hobby that can get incredibly expensive is always good.
Yes, for sure. So we're going to do a quick couple introductions.
That's us. I'm Marie Gray. I've been cosplaying since 2009. I've made probably about 60 to 70 cosplays in that time. I've only been making cosplays for, like, myself for 4 years. So yeah, I've made a lot of costumes in those years.
Does anyone have trouble hearing us, by the way? Because we're not using the microphones. Everybody good?
Perfect. We're good? Okay. Yeah, they gave us all these microphones, and I'm like, we're in a small space, so...
We both talk and really I talk loud, really loud also. Yeah. I'm Kaniko, your average nerd. I've also been cosplaying since 2009. I've been making my costumes for most of that time. I like to thank my mother for that, who used to make my costumes when I was little, so I come from a sewing family. I have a love of costumes in that way. But, you know, sometimes you want to save some money, you don't want to make a couple of things, so knowing how to budget yourself can be really important too, especially if you're like, I need to make 4 things in 2 months and I don't have $600 laying around. Like, it's good to know how to keep it. Boom. So this is a costume I made for KatsuCon earlier this year. Anybody want to take a guess how much it cost me? You.
Let me guess, $700?
Okay, I got one person says $700. You.
$50.
$50?
Yes.
That would be amazing.
Any costume that's $50, I'm like, job well done.
Like, I did a really awesome job on that one. What about you?
$300.
$300? Okay. Anyone final guess?
We're good.
Good?
$150.
Can I use it in our other 3 panels? Or do I need to return it after this one?
Okay.
We'll be back.
Where is that?
That's my HDMI cable because I got tired of waiting.
Whatever.
Long story short, I work in events, so I know how to do things with the technology that we have to deal with. Okay, so this is how much it actually cost me.
So the $300, I think, was the closest.
Was the closest, yeah.
And this is actually a bargain. Click the breakdown. So this is the breakdown of everything, but if you look at the last, 5 items, those are things, so we used to live together, and those were things that between the two of us, we already had.
Mm-hmm.
So that, those things that are $0 that were already in stock could add another $60, $70 to that. So that could be a $300 costume, but $700, the $700 guess, you're like, oh, wow, that's way off. But it's not, because that could easily cost $700 mm-hmm. if you're not careful with your spending, mm-hmm. if you're not shopping around for fabric. I mean, how many places did you go for that blue fabric?
For that blue fabric, I went to about 6 different fabric stores, and I found fabric that could have worked between certain ones. But if the cheaper fabric I found ended up being, like, the better pattern also. So I happened to luck out in that instance where the fabric I really liked also happened to be the least expensive. I saved money when I was buying my rhinestones because I bought them through the internet through this website called AliExpress. And I got far more rhinestones in the quality that I wanted rather than going to, like, Swarovski and, like, an online store that sold like through Amazon or something like that, where you can easily spend $200 on just rhinestones. And I have a good upwards of 1,000 rhinestones on this costume because of the clusters of them and like how many there are, and they're like on the sleeves and on the bodice and stuff like that. I also overbought, so the cost of this would have been a little less if I had been like right on the nose with like the amount of rhinestones I used. So I have extras for the next time I make something that I want to be shiny. I can use something I have, and that's not money I have to spend again. And that's also how you can save money on future costumes, is saving the supplies you know that you're going to want. Don't turn into a hoarder. It's really easy to turn into a hoarder. Be like, I'll save this tiny, like, 1/3 of fabric because I might use... No, get rid of it.
Yeah, I definitely have bought fabric. There's a lot of Facebook groups out there for cosplayers who have, mm-hmm. like, a ton of extra stuff, and they're like, just give me $10 and I'll give you all of this stuff. And I am so guilty of buying stuff just because I'm like, that's a good deal. Last month, I bought 108 butterflies, like little monarch butterflies, which a pack of 12 of them costs about $8, and they sold me 9 of boxes of them for $20. And I was like, that's amazing. And I bought them all. I'm like, why did I buy these? I don't even need them. So I started making something just because now I have ridiculous amounts of butterflies for no reason.
Real life Snapchat filter.
So sometimes that's... I'm a hoarder when it comes to weird stuff like that.
I mean, a lot of times, like, I have organized fabric swaps at least twice, advertised in different Facebook groups, where if you have fabric that you don't want or you're looking to trade for something, you can, like, come and we'll, like, rent out a room for, like, $30. You guys can just come, bring your stuff, and everyone can just sort of switch supplies, get what they want, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's all free, so you can get rid of the stuff you don't need, and you can pick up stuff that you do need for a future project, and it costs you $0.
Yeah.
So, fabric swaps, there's actually a couple of Facebook groups for stuff like that, too. Looking up into those, or maybe if you want to organize your own with friends, like, it's a great way to get supplies for a new costume that you want to make with no cost.
With no cost, yeah.
And you're offloading your crap that's taking up space in your closet. Mm-hmm. So this is my spider splicer from BioShock. Anyone want to guess how much this cost me? Back.
I feel like I need a Price is White wheel.
Right? That's, come on down! did you want to guess? Okay, so we got, what, 50, 150, 200, 300. So actually, it cost me $23. Boss. And this is the breakdown. I bought a dress and a mask, and I had a bunch of stuff. The dress was actually a $90 designer dress, and it was on sale for $20, and I just needed a white dress, and I bought it, and my mom was like, oh my god, it had like lace on, like, on the sleeves, and my mom was like, it's so pretty. I'm like, don't get attached to it. I teared it up, I ripped off a sleeve, I burned the bottom of the dress, I literally lit it on fire, and so it's got charred pieces on the bottom. I had old tights that I ripped. I had a run in them, and so I just made them worse. The mask, that creepy mask, it's a paper mache mask that I got from Amazon. I don't even know why people sell that. But it was what I...
For this purpose.
I literally needed it for this, and I'm like, that's perfect. It was $3. And so I just put... It had, like, some intricate... design, so I took some gold puff paint that I had in my drawer and just drew the swirlies on it, and chipped the ear a little bit to match it. The hooks I made out of Model Magic. Almost every cosplayer I know has Model Magic. It's not the greatest substance, but it's what I had, and I didn't feel like spending money. This was a costume I made 3 days before the con because my friend had an extra ticket and told me 3 days before the con. I'm like, yeah, I'll go. So I was like, oh, crap, I have to make something. So this is what I made in like a day. And then I just had some fake blood, and I hung that up in my shower, and then just did this a lot of times. And I'm like, it's perfect. So yeah, that was like a really quick find. Thank you, Amazon Prime, for that mask and stuff. Like, good stuff. But yeah, I got it done in a day. And it cost me almost nothing because I just used stuff I already had just laying around. So yeah, the number one thing about budgeting for a cosplay, if you don't want to spend a lot of money, is you have to itemize every single thing you need. So like, look at your reference picture and say, okay, I need this, 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 and this, and this. And there, even now, like, I mean, I've been doing this for so long and I still forget like items that I'll need, even though I'm staring at them. But there's so many different elements that go into a costume. So we have patterns. If you are not going to make your own pattern, you might want to buy something that's like a McCall's, or McCall's has been working with cosplayers a lot. I think that's what Yaya Han's patterns are through.
Yeah, McCall's.
And I can vouch for that bodysuit pattern. It's awesome. But but yeah, so if you don't want to sit and draft your own pattern, and I can tell you it's a pain in the butt, you might want to buy a pattern. And Joann's and stuff, they have like a lot of places have like $1 sale on patterns sometimes.
And once a lot of the store-bought patterns that you buy, they come on what I'm basically going to call newsprint paper, which is really thin.
It's like tissue paper.
It's like tissue paper. It rips really easy. It's not like your best friend, but there are ways that you can prolong the life of your pattern. And my favorite ways are if you buy, and it's a little bit of an investment, but you can use it for like months and months and many, many projects, are rolls of like carbon copy paper specifically for dress patterning. And basically it's a roll of paper where one side has dressmaker's chalk on it. So you take your pattern and then you sandwich the chalk side of that paper over it, and then you draw, and then you put your pattern on top of it. So you've got your fabric, the chalk paper, and then your pattern on top of it, and then you draw your pattern on like just over everything, and then
and
basically make a copy of your pattern onto your fabric that you're gonna cut, and it preserves your pattern for later use.
How much does a roll of that cost?
Like $10. And you get, and it's like a nice big roll kind of thing. They also have this thing called, what is it, Swedish paper that I use. Do you remember the name of it?
No.
I bought it from
you
Amazon.
Bought it.
I bought it from Amazon, and I've told you like 5 times.
I know, I still have not bought it.
I remember what it's called.
I keep asking her what it's called, too. But it was very weird, because it's like a very fibrous paper, but it feels like a thin piece of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
still
can
need
use
to
it
buy
for mock-ups. You can use it to like make your pattern pieces and adjust your sizing and that kind of stuff. And then again, you're preserving your original paper pattern for something that has more durability for when you're pinning, when you have to do any other extra cutting and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it can be sewn.
You
can rip it. I mean, it's not easy to rip. You have to, you know,
it's
try.
It's as thick
but
as like a medium weight interfacing is. And you can use it as interfacing when you want some more structure like under your costume or something like that too. But those are ways that you can save in the long run of cosplay, is prolonging the lives of your patterns in that way.
So yeah, the most obvious thing that the first thing everyone thinks of is that they need fabric. I like to itemize each kind of fabric that I need, and it took me a long time, but I got really good at eyeballing a costume and figuring out how many yards I need for it. I used to be really good at buying twice as much because I have no idea how to like look at it and be like, this is 2 yards, let me buy 6. Like, I used to buy way too much fabric, which is why fabric swaps are like a godsend. Mm-hmm. But with practice, you get better at knowing how much you need. But fabric places, if you come in, I've gone to fabric places with reference photos, you can ask them, like, I'm making this coat for me, how many yards do you think I need for that? Also, if you buy a pre-made pattern, the back of the pattern will tell you how many yards you need to make that article of clothing. So,
and if you're using a pattern that is like specifically directional, it'll tell you how much to add to what you need so that you don't end up with like stripes going like this.
Oh yeah, true.
When you cut your patterns out.
Any kind of notions, that's your, if you need different colored thread, you and I both combined have like a ridiculous amount of thread. Both rainbows of thread. So
double rainbows worth of
yeah, I mean, my threads match my fabrics all the time. You know, you want everything, especially if you're going to be hemming something, you're going to, the hem is going to show up on the outside, so you want to make sure it matches.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, any kind of threads,
measuring zippers, tape, anything, clasps, yeah. Buttons, all that kind of stuff, where it's like, sure, you know, a pack of buttons might be like a couple dollars, but a couple dollars on like 20 things adds up pretty fast.
Yeah. If you're getting into armor, there's lots of ways to go with armor. You can go with thermoplastics like Warbla, Wonderflex, Thibra. More and more just keep coming out. Warbla just came out with another new one like 2 days ago. Or then you can go with EVA foam, and they have like PVC and all kinds of different things. So yeah, you'd have to figure out which kind of supplies you want to use for any kind of armor making.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're making armor, you're going to have to paint whatever you make. And props and armor, and we've all set. I buy so much paint. I have a huge drawer of every color of paint you can imagine. I don't like mixing paint, especially if you have to paint a lot of stuff. You have to mix it the exact same way every single time, and it's never the same, and it looks weird. So I just buy the exact color I need. I'm like, that's the one. That's the one I need.
What type of paint would you recommend for us?
Because I'm cheap, I go to Michael's. Because I have so much paint, I'm not going to spend $8 on one color of paint. That's ridiculous to me. Mm-hmm. Michael's brand paint, or what is it, Americana Deco Art. It's $1 for a bottle like this big, and I could paint a whole breastplate with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to use the expensive paint. It's a color.
The important thing with paint also is whatever you're putting it on does matter. Like, you could in fact use acrylic paint on shoes, but it's something that you'd have to redo anyway, and you're gonna get like streaks and it's gonna be bad. So like, if you're gonna paint shoes, you're gonna want leather paint, which is like a different thing entirely.
Right, it has more give, because shoes, obviously, you know, the leather is creasing, but it bonds to leather better. If you're gonna paint on fabric, there's fabric paint. If you're painting things like armor, foam, you can use just acrylic paint, that's fine. So for acrylic paint, anything like painting props, painting armor, I use that $1 acrylic paint, either the Michaels brand or Deco Art Americana brand. They're both like $1 for a bottle. The bottles are small, but they get you really far. Like, they're decent paints. Leather paint's not expensive, comes in a little tiny thing. You need even less to paint, and it's $3 for a bottle.
Yeah.
Fabric paint is like $4 or $5 a bottle. So fabric paint's probably the most expensive, and you get a huge, they come in huge pots. They're like that big.
I think the smallest you can get is like 5 ounces or something.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 ounces. Like, it's a big amount, and you're paying $4 for it.
Yeah.
So the ones that are more expensive, like, paint can be pretty cheap, as long as you're not buying like the art student paint that is like $8 for this little thing. Like, buy the cheap stuff because it works just as well for what you need. You don't need this high class thick paint.
Yeah, you don't need fine art paint. It's not a, like, only art students get duped into that. 4 years of that. The other thing to take note of with paint is that you will notice a quality difference when it comes to metallics.
Yes.
And like glitter, glossy, shiny paint. That's where like a price difference can matter in like how metallic something appears, because it's like the composition of the paint itself is different between brands. Also, that's really like, you
I'm
just
against,
have to gauge like what you need and like what you're willing to
right.
deal with. Basically.
I hate all metallic paint. I think it all looks terrible. I use it anyway, but there's this thing called Rub and Buff, which is actually made to take actual metallic things and make them shinier. And I use that on top of metallic paint, and it takes that like very artificial shimmery metallic paint, like, it takes that away, and it makes it more dull, and it makes it look like actual armor. So And those are really, really small, and you use a really tiny amount, and you just kind of buff it in. The little thing, I think, costs $4 for one color, and I have been using the same tube of gold for 2 years. I've also made 2 Wonder Woman costumes, and I still have about half a tube of the gold. So it gets you far.
I used it on my
I made you use it. Oh yes,
I used it on that.
That was my gold also. So yeah, it's gotten me far. You don't use a lot, so that's also good. If you feel like it, if you don't, you don't mind the shininess, that's fine too, as long as it's whatever makes you happy.
Wigs
can be expensive. Reuse wigs if you have wigs. And thankfully, I cosplay a lot of characters with normal hair colors, which means I can reuse wigs a lot. This wig has been used, this is the 3rd cosplay I've used this wig for, and I just keep cutting it differently. It used to be a really long black curly wig, and it was my Wonder Woman wig. And then I straightened it, and I used it for Sivir from League of Legends. And I haven't cosplayed Sivir in like 2 years, and I needed a black wig for this. And this cosplay is completely $0. I used credit card points to buy the things I didn't have. Like, it was $0. So I'm like, I'm not going to buy a wig. I haven't spent a penny on this costume. So I was like, all right, Sivir, cutting your wig. So you just, if you can reuse wigs, do it, because they get so expensive. And then, I mean, there are cheap places to go. eBay is a hit or miss. That was a hit. You did good on that.
From eBay, but it did come from China.
Oh, but like those are when they're not American made companies, especially the overseas companies, they cut corners. They want to make profits. Mm-hmm. So they use cheap materials. Sometimes you get wigs that are super, super thin. You can see where they sewed the fibers in. Mm-hmm. So this is a good job, but they don't always look like that. I've gotten some wigs where I'm like, I can't believe I spent $15 on this wig. I should have spent $20, and it would have been a significantly better wig if it was made here. So it's a hit or a miss with those.
Yeah. And you also, the thing with, I guess, American-sized wigs and, like, Asian-sized wigs is the circumference, like the crown of the head, is smaller. So if you have, it's always a good idea to measure your head.
If you're me, and you have a huge head, and I can't wear wigs that are made in Asia. They, like, fit me here. They're so small. And I'm like, I have a gigantic head. I have a lot of hair. My hair is really thick, too. So it's like, it takes up a lot of space under here. Like, right now, this is actually an American-made wig, and actually it's still too small. Like, in the back, my hair is sticking out. So,
That's the thing. Kind of limit, it's better not to, like, waste the money on a wig that's not going to fit your head because it's made too small. You know, just, it's something that they don't really tell you when you buy wigs, is that there is a difference in the sizing of them based on where they come from. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
And then the other really expensive thing, shoes can be super expensive. They could also be super cheap, though. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, characters will have these really funky shoes. You're never going to find the exact replica, so you'll have to paint them. I had a pair of shoes that they were the most perfect shoes, and I needed them to be black, and they were beige, and they were $7. And I was like, you know what? I'll buy these beige shoes, and I'll use some leather paint, and I'll paint them black. So I spent $3 on black leather paint, and I had black shoes for $10.
That's also something to watch out when you're shopping for shoes, like on Amazon. The prices change depending on the color. So
sometimes,
if they have like a white or a beige or some neutral color that you can paint over and it's like $10 cheaper, do that. Buy $3 worth of leather paint. You still save yourself money. You just have to like spend an hour sitting in front of the TV painting a shoe. Like, it's not the worst.
Thank you, Netflix.
Thank you,
Netflix. The amount of shows I've gone through just while working on things, I've caught up on everything. So these are some ways that we like to use to budget our own costumes. There is a phone app called CosPlanner. It is completely free. It's on my phone now, but I use it to, you can set up your character, what series it's from. You put what budget you want, and you can also budget your time, which is great. Mm-hmm. You can put your time budget, you can put your deadline for when you need it done by. Mm-hmm. So when you set that up, you have like an itemized list, and you put the things you need to buy and the things you need to make. Mm-hmm. So
it's a little hard to see it, but this is like what I bought, like what I need, how much it is, and if I've bought it. And this is what I need to make, how much time I've spent, and how done it is. Because you can mark percentagely, like, I feel like I'm 50% done with this, and you can gauge, like, how much more you have to do if you haven't done anything or you've done 25% of something.
And the great thing is when you do the time budget, it tells you how many days you have left. So it's like, oh crap, cons in 3 days. So that's always good. But I use it a lot, actually, and it came out about a year and a half ago, and I've been using it since then, and I can actually say having a budget ahead of time has helped me. I'll go to a fabric store and I'm like, all right, I'm spending $30 on all of the fabric for this costume. And then I go in and they're like, I need 4 yards and it's $10 a yard. And I'm like, all right, I'm not getting that. Let me find something in the same color, slightly different fabric that will work. And I stick to it really well. But then sometimes I'll get a great deal on another part and I'm like, all right, since I got this for $10 cheaper, I'll add that $10 to my fabric so then I can have a little bit more fabric. So it helps me stay in my budget, and I've actually never gone over my budget, and my budgets are now super tight because I'm like, I got really good at budgeting, so now I'm like, let's make it harder. Let's make things even cheaper. And the reason I can stay in my really low budgets is I will go to 12 places before I decide what I'm going to buy. Coupons are fabulous. Michaels online has coupons all the time, and you can download them to your phone. It sends you a link, and then when you go to the register, I'm just like, here's the little QR code that they scan, and you can get 20-25% off your entire order. Which is great when you're me, because I only go to Michael's like once a month. So if I'm there, I'm picking up everything I'm gonna need for the next month. So sometimes it's a lot, and when you get 20% off of your entire order, that's a fifth of that price is gone. So it's a great way to save if you're really careful with budgeting. Coupons are great. Also, I have a hard time finding them in New York City. But any fabric stores, sometimes they have bins of just scrap fabric, so it won't be a full yard. Sometimes you need, like, I just need this fabric for this cuff. And you're like, I don't want to buy a yard of fabric for, I need this much fabric. So sometimes you can go through scrap bins and they'll charge you like $1 for just a weird mishmash shape. Fabric, but that you only need a little bit, it might be worth it. So if you can find fabric stores that have scrap bins, that's primo, that's great.
The only one I've seen that isn't like Joann's or something has been Mood. They have like,
yeah, Mood has.
They have like a box that moves around like their store.
And then Hamed Fabric has like leather scraps.
Has leather scraps.
Which are great, yeah. Because leather is expensive. Yeah. Like if you buy a full pelt, they start at $50 for a pelt. And animals are not that big. So if you're buying like sheepskin leather, a sheepskin is like this big and you're spending $50 starting. If it's dyed a different color, it's more expensive. And that could be $70-$75. So if you can get the scrap bins are like this much, and I'm like, well, I just have to make a belt, that's fine. You can get a scrap for like $8, $10. So you're cutting a lot of your costs. But yeah, coupons. RetailMeNot.com, by the way, has coupons for every store you'll ever go to in your life. And anytime I buy something online, I check to see if there's any online codes. And it you can just search the store. You go to RetailMeNot.com, you go in the search bar, you put the store that you're shopping in, and they'll give you whatever online codes there are. And you can just put, like, when you go to check out, you just put the coupon code in and you can take off a big percentage of your bill. I do that with literally everything, not even cosplay stuff, everything.
There's also a Chrome browser extension called Honey,
yes,
which does the same thing basically. except that you don't need to like input it. I think it just
sometimes there are some. It depends on the store,
what website you're looking at, but it does the same thing too, where it like trolls the internet for all the codes and is like here, and it will like try ones until like one works, and then like if none of them work, they're like, oh sorry, it didn't work, but it'll try like all the ones that it has access to until one works. Otherwise, it tells you, like, nope, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's just not sales at where you're shopping.
Yeah.
But it's always good to check just in case.
I just wanted to share one tip.
Sure.
I found out that there's certain clothing stores, especially at the mall, that had birthday codes. There's one store I went to where all they did was change the number of the month per birthday code, and I would save $10 a month.
Oh, wow. Thing.
So look out for birthday codes and then just use it every month.
That's good to know.
That is good to know.
Yeah, so the other way to save money on materials, reuse wigs and shoes. Wigs and shoes are almost always the most expensive thing you're going to have to buy. And when shoes are weird looking or wigs are weird looking, you don't want to have to buy them every single time. So if you have the opportunity to reuse them for something, do it. I mean, you've cosplayed Princess Bubblegum like 30 times. She has like 12 different Princess Bubblegum outfits. You don't need the same wig every time. You already have it. So you just need to buy the fabric for the outfit and stuff like that.
Like, I need a ponytail clip, or I need, you know, just...
Right, like whatever. Little additions, or you need to style it differently. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're cosplaying various characters that have the same hair color and you just need to clip it this way, do it. Because that'll save you $30, $35
Instantly.
Shoes can get really expensive. I mean, I cut corners with, I'll buy shoes in the wrong color and just paint them, like, that's fine by me.
Yeah.
But sometimes shoes, you're like, hey, I can reuse this. The shoe I'm wearing, Converse right now, all of my casual cosplays, for whatever reason, all the characters wear Converse, and I'm like, that's great. I'm like, these aren't cosplay shoes. These are regular shoes that I wear all the time. And I'm like, great, I can wear them again. But it's good to look into that. Like, when you can reuse them, do it. Because it'll save you a good chunk of money. The other thing, buying from other cosplayers, the fabric swaps that we were talking about earlier.
Cosplayers will
there's a lot of Facebook groups
too.
There's a lot of Facebook groups out there where people will be like, I'm quitting cosplay, I have a million things, someone please just take them. And everything is usually dirt cheap. Like, they just need it out.
Moving sales.
The girl I bought the million butterflies from was moving from Florida to Texas, and she's like, I'm moving from a house to a one-bedroom apartment. I need to get rid of everything. And so everything was super, super cheap. I also bought some fabric from her, which I also didn't need and haven't used yet. But,
it's a cycle.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's just a cycle.
But yeah, there's lots of Facebook groups. I'm a part of like 3 or 4 Facebook groups for swaps and sales. And I've bought tons of stuff. I bought a wig for a cosplay. The wig retails at $45. I bought it for $10. So look into those groups. They're great. People like to offload their stuff. Their closets are full. They need to empty it out. People are trying to get rid of things. It's a great way to go.
You can also run into that with full costumes. Like, some cosplayers are like, I'm never going to wear this again. I'm selling it for $45. It's like, you can, you know, spend the time and the money to make it, or you can luck out and
it's
someone
my size.
In your size is selling the thing that you want. It's what I'm currently wearing. That happened to me at X. A friend of mine was selling this, and I was like, I could make it, or I could give you $50 for the entire thing. And it saved me time and money in that way.
Yeah, it would have cost you more than $50 to make.
It would have cost me more to make this than to just buy it from my friend.
So yeah, a lot of times, there was a period of time where I got really into armor and I only made armor things for months. So instead of buying one sheet of Warbla, I bought 4 sheets of Warbla, which is so expensive at first, but divided into 5 or 6 costumes, it ends up being much cheaper, because when you buy in bulk, most retailers will minimize the cost. They'll give you like a sale. I know Warbla, if you buy three or more, the more you buy, the price per sheet goes down. And so a lot of places do that. Eva foam, one square of Eva foam is around $4. A pack of 24 though was $90, which is way cheaper than $4, which is a little cheaper than $4 per square. So buying in bulk is really good if it's something you're gonna use all the time. And if you can't afford to buy a $90 just on foam, split it with friends, because maybe your friend is like, oh, I need to make that armor thing too, I'm gonna get that also. Same thing with like fabric. Actually, I went to a fabric store with one of my friends, and we both needed the same, we found this fabric and we were both like, oh my god, it's perfect for both of us. And because we went there together, and this happens to be like a mom and pop fabric store, not like a chain like Joann's or something, but we both needed the fabric and we both bought tons of fabric, and the guys were like, okay, you each have maybe $100 worth of fabric. They gave us everything each $80. So like they cut, if you're buying a lot of stuff, a lot of people, a lot of retailers will give you discounts. Not the chains, but the mom and pop stores, like the more you buy, they're like, great, we'll give you a deal on this if you buy this, this, and this.
It also means that online you can search for people who sell wholesale to people, to, I guess, entities or people who are not companies. So it's like retail wholesale where you can like not be, you like don't have like wholesaler.
Yeah, you're not like, you're not paying the profit type thing.
Yeah, you're not like reselling it, but you're just buying it, but you still have access to those discount prices where if you do need like 4,000 rhinestones, you can buy them in bulk from a retailer that sells wholesale and save yourself that money on what would normally cost you like significantly more. It happens with a lot of notions and supplies and things like that, not just with like fabric and
yeah, because I mean there are instances stuff where like one button will cost $1, which seems like, oh, that's not a lot, but when you need 20 buttons on a jacket, you're like, wow, I'm gonna spend $20 only on buttons, that's ridiculous. But then if you buy 20, they're like, actually a bag of 20 is only like $12, and you're like, wow, I just saved a ton, like saved $8 just because I'm buying so many. So a lot of places just do that.
The Bead District does that, yeah, with beads, all of their stuff.
Beads do that. Buttons are usually pre-packaged, but you can buy one single button or you can buy the package of buttons at a much cheaper price. But yeah, this was the example I was using before. One jumbo sheet of Warbla is, that's the biggest one they have, is $88. And then if you buy 10 of them, obviously like one person's probably not gonna buy 10, but if you have 9 friends that also need Warbla, you're saving $10 a piece just by buying them all together at once. Mm-hmm. Okay, so guys, you found like the most perfect fabric. It's got like this whack ass pattern that you're not gonna find anywhere. It's like the best. It is exactly the thing that you need and you're totally in love with it. And then it's like $25 a yard and you need 6 yards of it. What the hell? That's way too much money. That's $150 for one fabric. You're not gonna buy it though. You're not. You're staring at it, you're like, but it's so perfect. It's so perfect. I'm never going to find this anywhere else for cheaper. I won't have to do anything for it. No, you're not going to buy it. You're not. You're not. You're not.
You really shouldn't.
You're not going to. And you're like, oh, but maybe I should. And then, like, you take it off the rack and you bring it to the guy and you're like, how much is this a yard just to make sure? Because that's a $25 a yard and that's kind of crazy. And he's like, oh, it's $25 a yard. And you're like, damn it. And you like check your bank balance on your phone. And you're like,
okay, well,
shit, this is my whole budget for this whole costume. And you're like, yeah, but it might be worth it because it's so perfect. You're not going to do it though. You're not. But no, you're not. Not. It's not.
Stop.
Just stop. Stop everything. Because there's a much better way. As perfect as you think this thing is gonna be, you can replicate it somehow for way less money. There's always a cheaper way. There always is a cheaper way. And I know this. Sometimes you gotta put a little extra work in it, but if you're saving $100 on fabric, it's going to be worth it. It's definitely worth it. So here we have, I have a couple of examples of things that are crazy expensive and how to make it cheaper. So silk chiffon, which is actually silk, that's like the sheer bridal veils that they use, or similar to your Serenity. Yeah. That kind of flowy,
nice and flowy and
flowy,
light,
soft, and nice, sheer fabric.
Draping.
Starts at $10 a yard, but that is so hard to find. It is usually around $25, $30 a yard. It is a bridal fabric. It's expensive. But you can get polyester, so it's not actual silk. It's a little bit stiffer. It's not as baby soft as silk chiffon. Looks exactly the same. Flows, it drapes exactly the same, but you're going to pay $5 to $10 a yard. So how many yards of fabric did you use on that Serenity
for the chiffon? Five.
Okay, so five yards. So if she bought silk chiffon that was 5 yards, she would have spent $150
just on
sleeves and a dress overlay. That's not even the dress. That's just the thing that goes over the dress. That's ridiculous. Polyester is going to save you so much more money. So even if you're in love with it, sometimes I find a fabric and I'm like, oh, but it's like expensive. And I'm like, is there a polyester version? Polyester is man-made fabric. So it doesn't always have the exact same drape as the original. It's kind of like the bootleg Canal Street version of fabric. But I'll ask if they have like polyester or like rayon, because those are the cheaper man-made versions to mimic those fabrics, and that's always a good place to go if you need something very particular. If they have like a polyester version, you'll save a ton of money that way. So here's another example. Lambskin leather. Lambs are tiny too, so you're not lambs are small. You're not getting very much leather out of a lamb. So, and you're spending $40. The bigger the pelts, the more money you're spending. I've never used actual leather in a costume ever because that's expensive. Like, that's crazy. I don't want to spend that much money on that. So, they have faux leather. It's vinyl. Mm-hmm. It comes in cotton-backed, which is really, really soft, but I personally just don't like sewing it. They also have nylon-backed, which is almost like a netting. Mm-hmm. So it's a stiffer fabric. But faux leather comes in different patterns. If you have, some have like that snakeskin ingrained look. Some have like the little cracks that's similar to like regular, like actual leather.
And some of it is like design.
Yeah, you get patterns, they have like printed kind of things on it.
Or you get like beveling. And
yeah, so they have
lots of different kinds of stuff.
They have lots of different options. And then you can also get weird colors out of leather, which is great because video games and anime don't understand how to make regular leather colors. So neon pink leather is actually like, you can get faux leather in neon pink. Who would have thought? Those poor neon pink cows.
That's why you never see them in the wild.
And that you can get at $10 a yard, and I don't think I've ever bought more than a yard of any leather at a time for any costume.
Anything.
So a lot of times you see that weird...
That weird school plaid uniform, okay?
Or Tali from Mass Effect. Tali from Mass Effect has this weird kind of hexagon, but also a swirly thing. Miranda from Mass Effect's awful. terrible. But yeah, so they have like this very weird pattern that doesn't exist in the real world. So a lot of people go to websites like Spoonflower to get them custom printed. So with something like Tali or Miranda from Mass Effect, they are bodysuits. So you're gonna get it printed on spandex. And spandex is the most expensive thing to get it printed on from Spoonflower. It's around $40 a yard. And bodysuits take about 3 to 4 yards, depending on the bodysuit. So you'd be spending, just for the bodysuit, $120 to $160 just for a bodysuit. It is good if you do have a full bodysuit that is that pattern. That's a great way to go. If it's just a little area, I or like just one stripe, or it's just this one part of the back, you can use fabric paint and you can make a stencil. This is my friend Chris, NYC Assassin. He did Dante from the DMC. Instead of custom printing fabric to get that weird paisley kind of design, he actually drew the stencil, put it in on, he had like a sheet of just masking tape, drew it on that, cut out all of the little intricate details. Then you have your stencil on tape. Taped it onto his back. It's also the tail of his, it doesn't show here, but the tail of the coat is all stenciled also. So he laid it on there and painted it over. And that looks great. That looks professionally made, and it's literally just fabric paint on a black coat that he had made. And that costs you way less, $3 to $5, just to, you know, masking tape, paint, thermoplastics. I could go on forever. There are so many thermoplastics. They just keep popping up, and they're great. I've tested a lot of them. I'm pretty familiar with Warbla. Fibra, I have a roll of Fibra that I haven't touched yet. It's just been sitting there. I've tried every Warbla they have, minus the one they just announced this week. They're expensive. They're great to use if you have the budget. They are expensive. Mm-hmm. Warbla is the most expensive. Fibra is a little cheaper. Wonderflex is about the same price as Fibra. But Warbla starts, like, for their jumbo sheet, which is only going to get you maybe one small body of armor that doesn't include arms or legs. It's going to cost you, like, $80, $90 to make that. But then we have EvaFoam, which costs almost nothing. You can make a breastplate and pauldrons and your arms, legs. You can make an entire suit for maybe $100 in foam.
Is that paintable?
It is paintable. You have to seal it first. So I actually use Plexi Dip, which comes in a spray can. And it seals the foam. When you heat the foam, the cells close. So you need to do that first. But you're gonna be heating the foam to shape it. But yeah, I use Plexi Dip first before I paint it, and it kind of gives it bonds to the foam, so it gives it this coating that's just much easier to paint, because foam will absorb paint if you paint directly onto foam, it's just gonna soak it up, so you won't get the color of the paint. You'll get the color of the paint plus the color of your foam. It just kind of bleeds into a weird mess. But you can also seal it with Mod Podge. I've done it before, but it doesn't have flexibility, so you'll get weird cracks. Similar to, like, if you paint, I don't know, if you paint shoes with acrylic paint, all of the creases kind of crack. Mm-hmm. So Plastidip is flexible, so if you paint armor with that, you still have mobility, you can still move your armor a little bit. And unless you're standing still in it completely always, you're going to want some flexibility. Like, someone's just going to carry you throughout. You're going to want flexibility in your armor without worrying about, like, did I just crack that because I scratched my head or something? Like, you're going to want that. And Plastidip is, I think, $5 a can. I usually do 2 layers of Plastidip, and then just, you can paint it like anything else. Thank you.
Thank you.
So yeah, it's a good way to save tons and tons of money on something that's generally expensive. So if anyone has questions or is like, I want to make this, what should I do? Feel free to ask.
I have one question.
Sure.
I want to make a wing costume from The Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
What should I use?
Are you going to wear it in the winter or the summer? Or a year-round thing.
Maybe year-round, starting in the spring.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. I personally would... So actually, it's funny you're asking, because I'm doing a commission for someone who's making a... who wants an Ezio, but themed like Link. So we're using just a cotton that... just mid-weight cotton, doesn't stretch. But you make kind of... He's going to have a tunic... What kind of, which Link are you looking to do? Okay. So yeah, so he has the tunic. So I would just take, because I don't always know kinds of fabric when I go to the store. I kind of go to the store and touch everything, and that's how I decide what I want. But yeah, I would use like a midweight, like just a cotton, not stretchy fabric like a t-shirt. But
and if you have questions,
they have, and they have patterns for that kind of stuff
on,
too.
Like our Facebook so, or anything like that.
But yeah, I would use cotton. Honestly, for pants, I hate sewing pants, so I would just
buy pants.
Okay. That's me personally. Pants are really annoying to make.
Pockets are awful.
Pockets are awful, but if you have to make a zipper in pants, I'm like having PTSD. They're terrible. But yeah, so the tunic is like the biggest part. The tunic and the hat, basically. And yeah, so you're gonna use the same fabric for both, the same color. But there's tutorials online. Like that's at least a very popular character. So easy to get resources, like images. When you go to a fabric store, bring photos, like on your phone. Have photos ready. A lot of times I'll take my reference photo and I'll be like, oh my god, this fabric's so great. And then I'll look and I'm like, that is the wrong color. Like, I'm like, wow, it looked great. But now that I'm looking at the photo, I'm like, it's totally off. It's not right. So I do stuff like that too. Because you want to save money, but you also want to have it as accurately as possible.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Where exactly would you get from in New York City?
I actually got mine from Amazon. I don't know where in New York City anyone would buy it.
I think it's like a Home Depot thing where it's usually...
Home Depot is really expensive.
It's really expensive. Usually, like,
can we close
certain neighborhoods? Like, I live in a very Chinese neighborhood, like around Sunset Park. You'll see stores selling like little kid mats. And
the yoga mats are EVAFOAM too.
Yeah.
But I do want to recommend, there is a website that it's a company that just started. It's called TNT Cosplay, and they make EVAFOAM that has no pattern on the back. Mm-hmm. And it comes in TNT, like dynamite cosplay. I think it's tntcosplay.com, but they sell it in rolls. So you get a huge roll, and it's $10 starting. And you can choose the width that you want. It goes by millimeters, so it's kind of annoying, because I'm like, what is a quarter inch is their typical EVAFOAM? So I'm like, what the hell is a quarter inch in millimeters? So I'm like Googling for
conversions.
The conversions. But it comes in like 4, 6, and 10 millimeters. 6 millimeters, by the way, is a quarter inch. But it's $10. For the quarter inch roll, and it's a huge roll. It's $10, super cheap. And the good thing about that is that you don't have a pattern on the other side.
You don't have to sand it extra to like get it off there.
The only time
mats are usually for the floor.
Right. The only time the patterns are good is if you're making Mass Effect costumes, because that pattern is the exact same pattern of their suit. It's that like carbon fiber kind of look. That's the only time I've ever seen anyone use that side. Everyone else wants smooth. So it's smooth on both sides, which is good, because sometimes like you accidentally stored it in a place that's scratched on one side, you could still use the other side.
What shops would you recommend for Wigs in the Wild?
The places that we typically use are Arta Wigs and Epic Cosplay. I prefer personally Epic Cosplay. They have free shipping. They have a really good rewards program. Every dollar you spend gets you a point, and the point goes towards future orders. And every point gives you, I think, 10 cents off. But if you spend $100 on wigs, you just saved like $10 on your next purchase, kind of thing.
What would you recommend as in terms of like makeup? Because like even though like when you have like regular makeup or stuff, like people with, like crazy colors, like makeup's very expensive.
I'm allergic to everything, so I'm the perfect person to speak to. So I've like in terms of just regular makeup, There's only two companies I'm not allergic to in terms of foundation, and that's Clinique, which is expensive, and Estee Lauder, which is expensive. So when it comes to foundation, my foundation is expensive. When it comes to every other kind of makeup, I use NYX, which is at CVS, CVS brand. If you don't have skin problems, like I'm literally allergic to drugstore foundation, but if you're not allergic, any of those is fine. Like whatever brand works for you is fine. In terms of color range, I think Revlon Colorstay has one of the largest ranges of skin colors, from like ghost white to really, really dark, everything. They have, I think, 37, something like that, different skin tones. So those are good if you want to match, because I know a lot of people have issues with matching foundations to their skin. Some are like, this is my color, but it's too orange or it's too pink. They have everything. So I think if you have matching issues, that might be, for drugstore price, that might be the best place to go first, shop around. If they have samples too, you can. I usually put everything on my arm to figure out, because I'm kind of orangey but pale. So it's hard, but
I mean, it's also a really good idea to research dupe websites, which is just duplication. Lots of people who are just like into makeup, that is what they love to do, that is what they love to have. They will say like, okay, here is this really expensive like Kat Von D, Kylie Jenner bullshit, and here is
Kat Von D's $3
duplicate that you can get instead of spending $20 for like whatever lipstick or eyeliner or eyeshadow that they're trying to push.
Yeah, I do think like for foundation, because that's what's really on your skin, if you have to spend a lot of money, that's where it should be. In terms of eyeshadows, in terms of like contouring makeup or whatever, don't go crazy. Like lip colors. My eyeliner, actually, I was telling her I was super excited because I got a liquid eyeliner for $2, and it is the blackest black I've ever seen, ever. And I'm like, and it's e.l.f. Cosmetics, which is a hit and miss. Some e.l.f. is amazing, and then other e.l.f. is like the most awful thing I've ever touched. But their liquid eyeliner is like perfect, and it cost me $2, and the one I was using before cost me $14 and wasn't as good. So, If you're like looking at something, you're like, oh, I like that color, but I'm not sure if it's going to look as nice on me, people review stuff. So if you can find it online, they usually have a huge review section, and people would be like, this thing sucked, it was awful and crumbly and gross, and you're like, well, I won't buy that. So yeah, I Google everything always.
Mm-hmm. But makeup blogs or that kind of stuff are really gonna, because they do all the research for you and they put it on the internet. All you gotta do is read it. So they do all that searching, yeah, and trying and testing for you.
Yeah, and if you find something you like, try the rest of their brand. Like, try other products from that brand, because you might end up being like me, where now I only wear NYX cosmetics. It's like my favorite thing ever. It's drugstore level expensive. It's not. I have
just
like
bought a bunch of stuff.
I just bought more stuff from them. Like, again, they came out with new colors and I'm like, well, they're mine now. So it's like, you know, you find, sometimes you just find a brand and you're like, everything they make is perfect for me, and you end up spending too much money on it because, yeah, you buy everything. So if you find something you like, don't be afraid to try, oh, I liked this $6 lipstick, let me try this other color of them, or let me try their eyeshadows this time. And sometimes you find a brand that is just amazing all the time. But yeah, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Eyeshadows are the one thing I will not spend a lot of money on. There's no reason to. I'm not gonna spend $18 on an Urban Decay color. Mm-mm. Why? When I can spend $18 and get two full palettes.
Yeah. So this is going back to the wig question. I wanted to share these two sites that I have personally shopped from that I like the wigs. This website, no wait, just kidding. This one, which my internet is not working right now.
Oh, I've been there. There we go.
There it is, yeah. That wig is this wig.
Oh, that brand is actually really good.
Yeah.
All of your wigs are
like
really
$20,
good.
Like $20. Free shipping. It's totally worth it. Super full. Exactly what I wanted. this wig at like Arda is gonna be like double the cost.
At least,
because it's like
the ponytail. Yeah, anything with ponytails is like 45.
The base wig is gonna be 30-35. Are we done at 428? Okay. So then this is the other one. All of the wigs I have that I've used for my Sailor Moon or for my Queen Serenity, all those bun wigs came from this store for like $40. Getting this custom made is a $300 investment because of the amount of materials and time that go into making that stupid bun wig. It is so hard to do. But they have a ton of characters specific. Listed. So this website is a really good resource. I think they also list this like the head like circumference for the wigs. I have like a pretty medium sized head. It's not too small. It's not too large. Their wigs fit me just fine. The moon one, if anyone's looking to do moon, it's a little tight, but that's because it's parted in the back and it has the buns that are pulled up into it. So that's something that you can sometimes stretch out a little bit, but you just have to be aware of like how big your head is, basically. But those are two, like...
This is not for me and my big head.
There are two alternatives to going to like a USA, you know, based store that's going to be like a base of $25 for a short wig. Like just outright. There's also another one called the Five Wits. I don't remember how it's spelled. It's Five Wits wigs, and they also have a lot of selection, and their pricing is nice. The quality isn't as silky as say like Epic Cosplay's wigs are. But
no one's quality is as silky as Epic Cosplay.
Yeah, but you're gonna get a good deal with specific styling and colors that you're gonna want also. So
yeah, I am in love with Epic Cosplay though. The free shipping, the rewards program, their wigs are fairly priced. They're made for people with big or small heads.
Mm-hmm.
They accommodate my gigantic head.
There are tutorials online about how to make
them
a wig
smaller
cap smaller
too.
Or how to enlarge it a little bit. It involves cutting in specific areas and what you have to do to make sure that it doesn't fall apart. But it is possible to adjust a wig size. But
yeah.
Not,
it depends on how deep into the rabbit hole you want to get on that. Because that's not for me.